We live more and more in the age of entitlement. I deserve better than this. I'm entitled to say and do what I want. How dare they tell me what to do? And yet, to live in freedom, we all need to be accountable. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's one of the great paradoxes of life, really. On the one hand, we'd all like to be free. I mean, which one of us didn't resent the boundaries that our parents set when we were growing up? And yet, if we still behaved like children today, what a mess our lives would be, right? Now, sure, with this rising sense of entitlement taking hold of our psyche, there are many highly entitled individuals who rail against any form of accountability. And that's not just out there somewhere. It's happening amongst God's people too. None of us is immune. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. Brothers and sisters, someone in your group might do something wrong. You who are following the Spirit should go to the one who is sinning. Help make that person right again and do it in a gentle way. But be careful because you might be tempted to sin too. Help each other with your troubles. When you do this, you're obeying the law of Christ. If you think you're too important to do this, you're only fooling yourself. There's a lot in those few verses, but the overriding sense of what God's saying here is that we're not meant to be entitled. We're meant to be accountable to one another. It's this idea of mutual accountability, which, as it turns out, is an incredibly godly thing to be. Let's not fool ourselves. None of us is too important, too entitled to be accountable. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And the more we take God's wisdom on board, living according to His will, the more blessing flows through our lives. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Don't Miss Out on God's Blessings. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.